This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I know what you know about Barcelona, which they still haven't caught the cat that was driving the van. I've heard all the stuff about the armed guys. I haven't looked at it lately because we're getting it from Barcelona, and I just can't bring myself to watch Shepard Smith on Fox. And I don't want to watch anything else, so there you have it. But we will talk about that at a later date. Right now, though, we're going to talk about Charlottesville. Because right now there's evidence popping up all over the place out of Charlottesville. It's coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as Breitbart and others, that this character, Jason Kessler, who organized the suspicious and supposed alt-right demonstration in Charlottesville that blew up in everyone's face, is a cunning leftover from another thing. From the Occupy Wall Street movement and a former Barack Obama supporter. And knowing this, I'm beginning to smell George Soros's money and some sabotage and some Democrat dirty tricks. I've been suspicious of this since the news first began breaking, this supposed alt-right demonstration. It is no secret that radical elements in the Democrats have been routinely utilizing violence when it suits their purposes. We also know via secret tapings by Project Veritas that the Democrat Party has a semi-official director of dirty ops, Dick Cramer, who hires, trains, and places professional disruptors to encounter, engage, and infiltrate conservative demonstrations to foment violence, assuring that the demonstrations then become a negative media target. Naturally against the conservative side. He was caught on videotape boasting about his nefarious capabilities when he thought he was in friendly company. So here we have another blown, supposedly conservative demonstration where violence erupts and people are killed. And guess who just happens to be a ringleader of the various ultra-right to alt-right organizations, ranging from the KKK and the neo-Nazis to the kind of patriotic folks who might go to a Flag Day celebration. That would be our vaporous political will-o'-the-wisp, Jason Kessler, whose, his Occupy activities may well put him in operational cahoots with high-level Democrat operatives. Owing to the leniency of Virginia open carry laws, too many of Jason's followers just had to parade their personal armories in all of their camo combat gear, showing off their Minuteman firepower. I saw that. My first reaction when I saw these clowns strutting up and down the street like they were in the middle of Mosul was that, probably the same thing NRA members, military veterans, yelling at the television going, "You guys are a bunch of idiots." And that kind of award-winning stupidity makes me wonder if the head planner for the event, Jason Soros, I'm sorry, Kessler, didn't have that firepower demonstration all lined up and ready to go precisely to make those right-wing tools look just like the fools they were being while scaring the bejesus out of the lefties and blacks and mainstream media twerps. There's not enough evidence right now on the actual violence other than the schizophrenic kid who ran over the woman to make any kind of assessment as to who did what in the confrontations between the right-wing demonstrators and the surprisingly strong counter-demonstration. I'm sort of wondering if this Kessler fellow, the strong Barack Obama supporter that he is, had a hand in making sure his alt-right marchers were clearly guaranteed to encounter a strong crowd of riled-up counter-protesters as well. The reporting of his background, as well as that of Charlottesville Mayor and Democrat activist Mike Signer and Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy, is making me think that this was a Democratic Party black operation planned, organized, and carried out to its successful conclusion to make the media portray all of these conservative Caucasians as stupid, racist, and violent. I believe that was done by this very soulless confidence dude who succeeded in selling himself to the dumb bunny right-wingers as one of them. At one point, there was a park. I don't remember the name of the park right off the top of my head. We will get to it later on. But there was a park, and the supposed alt-right was driven out of the park by the police straight into the Antifa. And then the fights started there. I mean, there were already fights going on, and the fights just began to escalate. And then when when they got driven into the Antifa, the cops stood back. They held back. They were told to stand down. I mean, you know, they don't get to act autonomously, but they stood back. So, and then the alt-right supposedly scattered and went to pre-designated areas where they were trying to regroup and everything. And I mean, there was a couple of interviews with a couple of people, but I mean, this is just way too convenient. How come we haven't had an armed... How come this didn't happen in Ferguson when the Oath Keepers showed up? The Oath Keepers were welcomed by the people of Ferguson after they sat down and talked with them for a bit. But when they were looking at those guys and they realized that these guys were exactly capable of the kind of violence that they were trying to push, well, that's everybody sort of settled down for a minute because they didn't want to see they get turned up. Why did this go this way? How is it that the alt-right, first of all, what makes them right? I you know, what direction does a racist go in? What direction does a supremacist go in? An anti-Semitic. What racist is somebody who preaches based upon fascism, which is not the conservative movement? If it's all based on fascism, which side do they come down on? Are they left? Are they right? This guy was left. Jason Kessler is left. He is as left as you can be. He was an occupier. This is just way too suspicious. The other thing that is suspicious is how fast they jumped on the president about this. Because the president got out there and said, hey, look, you had a protest set up, and these guys went out and got permits and did all of this other stuff. And then the counter-protest showed up with baseball bats and hockey masks and hockey, you know, baseball catcher chest protectors and all this other stuff. They showed up, ready to go, and they were allowed to face each other and get into the fight with nobody getting in the middle of it except for some of the militiamen, if you will. Even when the police pulled back, the militiamen stayed there trying to keep the peace. So, it just seems suspicious to me. It just seems suspicious to me. This sounds like Berkeley. Sounds a lot like Berkeley to me. Where you had all kinds of people coming in. And we're going to get into the various factions that showed up for this as we go along. This has all the hallmarks of a staged event. This went a little too... And when Trump got out there and said both sides are at fault, he was right. But the press doesn't like that. And they're quite united in this. It's like the listserv they used to have. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Lock and Load. There is evidence beginning to show about an organization that calls themselves Refuse Fascism. And there's photographic evidence that they were in Charlottesville. And they're one of the organizations that is behind the threat of an Antifa uprising on November the 4th. But they were active in Charlottesville. They There's a photo of a banner that clearly reads refusefascism.org. They're acting as sort of an umbrella group for organizing a nationwide disturbance intended to bring the U.S. to a halt for the purpose of overthrowing the Trump administration. In the words of left-wing activist Carl Dix, the plan is to go from resistance to mobilizing to end the nightmare of the Trump-Pence regime. Right now, these fascists from Trump on down are moving very quickly to hammer into place their fascist regime, and this must be stopped. The organization Refuse Fascism has called for people to come into the streets and public squares in cities and towns across the country beginning November 4th and stay in the streets day after day and night after night until the demand is met. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. For this to happen, everybody needs to be at August 19th regional conferences to organize and mobilize for this. So, do you have a chapter in your town of Refuse Fascism? You probably do. I'm sure we do. Do we have any in town, Raven? He would know. According to their website, their mission is to, number one, our single unifying mission, it must be to drive out the Trump-Pence regime. Number two, we must manifest the power of no everywhere, on signs, billboards, walls, social media, and news. No, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America must resound. Number three, every outrage committed by this regime must be met with greater and greater resistance. Number four, we must organize, working with all of our creativity and determination toward the time when millions of people can be moved to fill the streets of cities and towns day after day and night after night, declaring this whole regime illegitimate, demanding and not stopping until the Trump-Pence regime is driven from power. So simply put, they and their fellow little left-wing outfits that are out there today are out to trigger as many Charlottesvilles as they can to revive an ancient lefty slogan in hopes of turning the U.S. into another Venezuela. Their participation in the Charlottesville riot shows they are not. They're very dead serious. They're not your typical leftist coffee shop boohoo sitting around discussing the Frankfurt School. They are stormtroopers. And needless to say, I'm pretty sure you haven't heard this already. You haven't heard it on your cable channels. You haven't heard it on, the papers or in the networks. And you certainly haven't heard it from your GOP grandees like Rubio, Ryan Hatch, who are so eager to attack the president for imaginary errors. So pay attention to November the 4th. Pay attention to the run-up to November the 4th. Keep all of that in mind. Because you may, but what's happening November the 4th? It'll be almost a year since the election. Yeah, that's true. What else will be happening November the 4th? I guess we'll be getting ready for Thanksgiving or whatever we're getting ready for. Coming off of Halloween or whatever we're doing. Just imagine, if you will. Dig, if you will, a picture of you and somebody else in a car going somewhere because you want a new pair of Nike shoes. And you come around the corner and there is the Antifa or the Refuse Fascism. And they start beating on your car because you're fascist. Or you're Caucasian. Or God forbid if you have a Trump-Pence sticker on your car. Imagine that, if you will. Picture that in your mind's eye. You're out not bothering anybody. What's going to happen if that happens? What they want to happen, what everybody that's at the top tiers of these organizations want to happen is they want to see some violence. Now, they may not want to see some of the violence because some of the violence is probably going to be way over the top in response to what is being meted out in order to stop what they're doing. I don't know how law enforcement's going to handle this because if this is as widespread as they say it's going to be. I mean, if you go to the it'sgoingdown.org, right? Let's see. There's a Monterey, California protest in solidarity with Charlottesville. There's a Denver, Colorado solidarity with Charlottesville. Bloomington, Indiana solidarity with grand jury resistors. Columbus, Ohio, Charlottesville solidarity march. June exit another end of the world is possible. San Antonio, Texas report back from Confederate rally in Travis Park. They are keeping track. They're paying attention to what they're doing. They've made Charlottesville a rallying cry like Attica. Because the alt-right came down on them. Isn't that convenient? You know, back to the suspicion I have. Isn't that convenient that the alt-right, who heretofore has not attacked anybody, as far as I can tell, suddenly triggers and attacks? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Isn't it funny how they're blaming the NRA and the permissive, as they would say, gun laws of Virginia for guns being present, while at the same time there was no gunshots in this particular incident? And up until the time that that kid drove his Challenger into two other cars and drove a minivan that was two car lengths away from him into a woman and killed her, nobody had died. Although there was plenty of injuries. I got a question for the Antifa. Do you understand that if you bring violence, you're going to get violence, and then there may be lots of other deaths? And I don't care how many times Jake Tapper gets up on CNN, all pontificating, looking at somebody saying, "Well, how many people did the Antifa kill? The counter protest kill today?" Well, it's beginning to look like he killed the one. It's beginning to look like your guy was in charge of it, Jake. Go get some more Brill Cream and shut up. You news media types, I mean, your transparency is beginning to show. I get it. You don't like Trump, okay? You're going to do everything you can to get him, okay? In the meantime, he's still going to get reelected. I hope you understand that. You're not going to take him out, and he's still going to get reelected. You're going to make them mad, that's how you make them mad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Lock and Load. Park I was talking about is called Emancipation Park, and that's where the Virginia State Police, that's where they pushed the demonstrators. Now, it's interesting that I'm looking at websites like Daily Caller, which is Tucker Carlson's website. He's the one that was the originator of it. And they're using vernacular like white nationalist demonstration. And saying things like, the attendees, largely identified as white nationalists or white supremacists, when asked by reporters on the ground. Now, let me ask you a question. If somebody walks up to you and says, why are you here protesting? And this was organized as a protest to the ordered removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia. If you're out there protesting that, and somebody says, well, how would you identify yourself as far as your leanings concerning race? Are you A, going to ignore them, B, tell them you're here because of they're erasing history and you can't erase history, or C, go, I'm a racist, I'm a white nationalist, or / white supremacist? Now, prior to this occurring, it was known that Black Lives Matter and then Antifa declared they would bring members to Charlottesville to protest the rally, setting up a showdown between these two groups. The, and I quote, white nationalists applied for a permit from City Hall and originally obtained a permit for McIntyre Park, a location roughly a mile and a half away from the statue. But white supremacist Richard Spencer declared that the group would meet at the much smaller Emancipation Park, the home of the famed Lee statue, and City Hall approved the permit Friday evening. So the white nationalists and supremacists went and got the approval and permission of the municipality to meet in Emancipation Park. Now, protesters on both sides have been criticizing police behavior, but both police officials are saying they did the best with the resources they were given. But there were a lot of calls going out for assistance until they took control of the downtown area after a car slammed into a group of protesters Saturday afternoon. And several protesters cited the lack of a police presence as they tried to get help for their injured. They were saying, "Where's the police? I don't see any police here." Then a Black Lives Matter protester told CNN they actually allowed us to square off against each other. There were fights and the police were standing a block away the entire time. It's almost as if they wanted us to fight each other. Isn't that why you went? Didn't you want to go fight? Are you sad that you didn't get to fight, or you got to fight? Which is it? They initially offered to keep the rally attendees and the protesters separated. They provided a line of police support on the southern edge of the park, and the Charlottesville police and the Virginia State Police were present on the scene. CPD maintained control of the scene until Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency. The state police took control of the scene and pushed rally attendees and protesters together on East Main Street, and then they stood back, only to stepping in to intervene after a white supremacist ran a Dodge Challenger through a crowd of protesters. White supremacists on one side and whatever the left, the alt-left is on the other side. ACLU initially reported that the members of the local police department were ordered to stand down and not engage with members of either the rally or protest in any way. Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas quickly refuted that report during a press conference Monday. He said that members of the police force pulled back because Governor McAuliffe declared a state of emergency in order to change into protective riot gear. He also argued that the limited resources resulted in the stretched law enforcement, according to the New York Post. Now, McAuliffe originally asserted during a Sunday interview that the police didn't come between the protesters and the members because of the existence of the militia during an interview with the New York Times. He said, "You saw the militia walking down the street. You would have thought they were an army. I was just talking to the state police upstairs. The militia members had better equipment than our state police had." And not a shot was fired, zero property damage because of them. Thomas asserted those claims were false during the Monday press conference. Police force on site originally consisted of local officers who cordoned off the northern access to the park. Thomas reported that the force offered rally attendees a protected entrance into the park from the north, something that he says alt-right organizers refused to do. Originally, they agreed to cooperate with the plan, then they did not follow the plan. Huh, Mr. Kessler. Now, there's plenty of diagrams around there where you can see all of these things that are set up and everything. And this is almost like they were herded. The Daily Caller News Foundation was there, and they were filming, and they would occasionally get yelled at, but when they would put the camera on somebody, they would cover their face up and shut up. They moved around relatively unmolested, and they were able to see a whole bunch of stuff. They took turns charging each other. The militia tried to keep them apart, but eventually they had to back up too, because if they had not backed up, then the only thing they could have done is gone guns up, and oh my, wouldn't that have been a different outcome? Protesters were using their own makeshift tear gas and smoke bombs to try to force the white supremacists back into the park. Somebody drew a gun and leveled it at the protesters marching up the stairs, and he turned tail and joined his comrades. Nobody seemed to notice that. And then McAuliffe declared a state of emergency. And then they got driven out of the park. So members of the alt-right groups were attacked from the north by the state police. And then the members of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter came in from the south and the east. So the alt-right were just getting soundly thumped from both sides after the police decided that the thing that they had signed the permit for no longer was valid and they had to move into them. Then the police began to grab anyone there in their way as they marched down the park. And both white supremacists and protesters were arrested. This is what it boils down to. This was an orchestrated bit of theater. I don't care about Spencer. Spencer's a clown. And this Kessler guy, is the one. He seems to be the hub. Spencer's just constantly, he's made into a darling of the press because he's a white supremacist. Which, nobody explains that to me. What exactly is a white supremacist? I'm a white male. Don't I have so much privilege I've got to check it somewhere or something? I don't know. Hey, but I was exercising my white privilege all over the place today. I most certainly was. I went and stopped and got a cup of coffee, and I waited in line and got my cup of coffee, and then I went and got a book, and I was just white privileging all over the place. It's a great thing. There's so much of it, I don't even notice it actually being any different than just living life. But, you know, that's beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this violence in Charlottesville, the tearing down of Lee's statue there, and then in Durham, North Carolina, this makes me mad. I mean, it makes me really mad. I am born and raised in the South. And I remember when Martin Luther King was assassinated, I was 7. And I remember the curfew that happened in Columbia, South Carolina in 1968. And I didn't understand what it was because, of course, you know, I was 7. And I was told that all of these bad things were going to happen, and then none of those bad things happened. I remember when I was in junior high school and I was bused as part of a school integration program that the feds decided. So I had to be bused 35 miles away to a school in order to have some Caucasians in it. Never had a lick of trouble in Hopkins, South Carolina. Not a lick of trouble. I mean, not one. There were no race riots. There were no nothings going on. Sure, there were fights because we were junior high school students. Back then, there was a smoking area in junior high school. So occasionally, you know, a cigarette might cause the grasses to catch on fire. And we had some big grassy fields, and it would look like the Serengeti after a lightning storm. But I digress. Even back then in the 70s, there was tremendous progress happening in racial harmony. I know about the bad days of the early part of this country. I don't want to return there. But you know what? Everybody that fought on the Confederate side was a soldier. They weren't all slave owners. They weren't all this. You know, there were a lot of people that were in the Army, in the Confederate Army. They were just soldiers. There were laws passed declaring them to have the same status as any soldier in the United States after the cessation of hostilities. But these attacks on history, this is what the Taliban does. But then my president jumped in. I like Trump. He gets the progressive mind.
Yes, will you tear down George Washington's statue next? Or do you like Jefferson? He was a slave owner. Will you tear down his statue too? You are changing the history and you're changing the culture. And this, finally, we have a leader who fights back against the social justice, culture-changing socialists out there. And he understands that these actions are just warm-ups. Right now, the progressives are tearing down Confederate statues, and they are kicking and spitting on the memorials of the dead because they cannot yet kick and spit on President Trump and his voters. If they could imprison Trump and deport me and you, they would do that and not worry about statues. They're just lashing out against what they can do. Progressives want a socialist society cleansed of traditional values and power. For them to get power, we as a country must reject our heritage of freedom and embrace the Marxist values of state control. And that's why they fight so hard to control the teaching of history and why they denigrate the ideals and values of the founders and the pioneers. And Trump sees this fight for what it is and says so clearly. And then he shows leadership in racial healing. The debate has been going on since emancipation. Which comes first, economic opportunity or political equality? Civil rights leader Booker T. Washington spoke of the need to cast down your buckets. He asked businesses to hire black Americans rather than import immigrants. He argued that black Americans would gain political power by gaining economic power. Washington's opponent, W.E.B. Du Bois, argued instead that black Americans were better served by fighting for their rights. Until the Civil Rights era, Washington's approach predominated. After that, the Du Bois path of fighting for political power was taken, and many years of struggle have gone by. Black Americans have now served at all levels of political power, but it doesn't feel like a victory because the economic victories have not come for many. Then there was the War on Poverty, started by Lyndon B. Johnson, which resulted in victory over the black American family, as the link between work and survival was severed. Generations of families were formed without a father going to work every day. And as the economy changed and manufacturers moved overseas, the jobs became harder to get, became less and less common for men to work. Without a good job, marriage is a distant goal, and without marriage, young boys grow up angry. They do not know their fathers. So what can a president do about all that? How can he work to bring racial healing? Jobs. It's not words that are going to change this country, because we've had years of some of the most splendid vernacular you've ever heard. Beautiful words. It's going to be deeds that change this country. Economic freedom will bring jobs. Jobs build character. Strong character builds a nation. Our president is leading. Our president is presidential. The left, they're not really interested in religious freedom, for example, because they don't believe in religion. That's why, so, you know, they use right now they're using the First Amendment in order to make sure that we bring in every Islamic person that possibly might want to come over here, just like they have the right to come over here, while at the same time saying that we can't say what we want to say. So it works in one way and it doesn't work in another. Same with the Second Amendment. Leftists own guns. Leftists believe in a monopoly of violence. They just don't believe that you should own guns. And so on and so forth as we go up the Bill of Rights. Knowing all of this, knowing that they fully believe in just the most decrepit of societies. If it feels good, do it, and all this other nonsense that comes out there, and, you know, we don't need the families. And black America, my God. How many of you still continue to be duped by the idea that it is better for you to take what the state will give you versus you go get what you can get. On the one hand, you're limited by what the state's going to give you. On the other hand, you can become whatever you want to become. I see it happening all the time. I see examples of it happening all the time. It's nothing special. You can do it. Are we going to start exhuming all of the soldiers out of Arlington National Cemetery? Because does anybody understand that that was Robert E. Lee's farm? Robert E. Lee was a West Point graduate. Lincoln wanted him to lead the Union Army. We're going to start doing that now. We're going to pull the unknown soldier out of the tomb. Antifa. You're getting by with some stuff, and I think everybody sort of hopes that you come to your senses, and I don't see that happening. And I'm very sad about that. I really am, because this is supposed to be a united country, and instead we have become so fractious. But you're forgetting the 63 million people that did vote for Trump. This is not going to be as widespread as you think it is. And we're not going to just sit back and let you force the regime out. You're going to force something to happen, and you're not going to like the results. It will end really badly for you. I know too many people that are out there saying, I'll live my life the way I want, I'm a free man, and nobody's going to take that from me. That's what you're butting up against. Some of these people are really dangerous, too. Oh, well. November 4th is coming. You're going to clog the streets, right? We'll see how that plays. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, more on The Rant. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.